No. You're Hi, I'm just finishing. I did get us up on BTR. It did it at the last second. It agreed to do it. Joy of BTR. No, I just got BTR to work. It finally worked just before we went live. No, yours looks good. Everything's working fine. It's just you got some nice compliments from John Wilson, just to let you know. Post. Yeah, there we go. It says you look splendid. I don't think you look blurry at all. I don't think you look. No, for me, I mean, actually, it's very clear. So I don't know. It's been rainy most of the for the past few days. It's just been rainy, but it's been in the 40s and kind of it's really unseasonably warm. Stop flying his planes, and that'd reduce a lot of it. I don't know, those farts might be worse. Cannot believe how much I had you translate about that. Oh my we did this weeks ago. And then just last week, I had him translate again, passing wind. Last week. Oh, it's one thing to read it. I figured passing wind is farting. Okay. I started this 3, 4 months ago on this section, and we're still reading about it. He's not lying. It's everywhere. Jason Brown, a.k.a. Abdul Jammeh, former leader of the AHK gang in Chicago, attempted to provide $500 in support of ISIS on three separate occasions in 2019, according to the DOJ, the Department of Justice. The court document reveals that this 41-year-old believed that he had given the money to a confidential source, believing it would be sent to an ISIS soldier in combat in Syria to combat American soldiers. Brown admitted that in 2019, he trafficked fentanyl and illegal drugs from California into the Chicago suburbs and illegally possessed several loaded guns, handguns, to further his illegal activities. He now faces 40 years for drug charges and another 20 years for the terrorism charge. No, 40. What are we going to, 20? So just present the screen. Here we go. Okay. Those who believed and emigrated and performed jihad for the sake of Allah, with their money and with their lives of the highest degree with Allah, and those are the triumphant. Their Lord gives them good news of mercy from himself and of his good pleasure and gardens. They will have in it everlasting bliss. They will abide in it forever and ever. Surely Allah has a great wage. My thoughts are get rid of the terrorism charge, just make it treason, and that solves the problem. Oh. It says, oh, what a treat, but greater is the blessing to see you, Christy. Oh, yeah, so I did verify this. Okay. So, the three college presidents that were up there, of the three college presidents that testified and we talked about last week, one of them has resigned. This is the University of Pennsylvania president, Elizabeth McGill, who voluntarily resigned. Also, the board chairman of the University of Pennsylvania, Scott Bach, resigned, because they looked so bad about their support of anti-Semitism. Oh, it's not bad to say from the river to the sea, they said. Oh, this was the testimony before it was a congressional inquiry at a committee, and it was bad. Yeah, they were allowing calls for genocide of all Jews on the campuses. Oh, it was considered not a violation of school behavior. That was what they were saying. Let me tell you why they left, though. Here we go. Here's the reason they left. The donors refused to contribute upon learning of these anti-Semitic actions that were deemed acceptable. So more than $100 million was lost in donations. Wow. Yeah. And I'm the kind of guy that contacts the alumni and says, hey, did you see this? So one of the people had already scheduled, I know he wasn't up there testifying, but the Yale has been picked on and talked about, but Yale's president has scheduled a resignation. He planned that in August. So this is before anything happened. So he's out as well. Okay, Fox News, believe it or not, is doing something interesting. They revealed that a Muslim family in Nashville, Tennessee, was arrested on Tuesday for allegedly assaulting their son for converting to Christianity. The victim contacted the police and his father's mother and told the police that his father, mother, and brother repeatedly punched him and spat in his face, according to the arrest warrant obtained by Fox 17. Arrest records show the mother, Rawa Kawaji, scratched the back of his right hand with a knife. the victim accused his family of demanding that he renounce Christianity and return to Islam. Officers conducted a welfare check at the home after the victim's employer called police with concerns. When the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department officers responded, they reported to have found the victim trembling, wide-eyed, with disheveled hair, and the victim also appears to have been cut haphazardly with lumps on his face. Oh, we're in Ireland, this one. The Irish Mirror reports that the barbaric practice known as female genitalia mutilation, or FGM, procedures, are using the term now, are being performed in Ireland by twisted practitioners who are flown into the country, according to Irish law enforcement. Cops also fear young girls are being brought abroad during school holidays to be mutilated. Strangely, the article never mentions who's going through this procedure. Absolutely not. I think... That's the Irish Mirror. Your sound went out, Usama. Maybe it's me. I'm not hearing anybody. All right. Oh, it's you. I can hear. Okay. I can hear it now. The next story comes from France. The Daily Mail revealed that a teacher in France is now in fear for her life after she showed a 17th century Renaissance painting depicting nude women to students in her art class, prompting complaints from Muslim parents. Staff members at Jacques Cartier in Issou, west of Paris, refused to work on Monday in solidarity with the teacher who showed the masterpiece, Diana and Octan, by the Italian painter Giuseppe Cesari. Following the class, false posts circulated on social media accusing the teacher of making racist comments, fueling the anger farther. The National Education Department promised those who made false posts will face discipline. Well, this is the adding fuel to the fire. This has happened exactly 1 week after six Muslim teenagers were convicted of contributing to the beheading of Samuel Paty. It didn't tell us any. Oh, we just had a discussion on this topic earlier today, too, didn't we? I didn't see anything in the Quran that said that. Okay, let me get there. All right, you're faster than I am. All right. O you prophets, say to your wives and to your daughters and the women of the believers, let down their hijabs. Oh, their dresses over them, that in this way they will be known, so they will not be harmed, and Allah was forgiving, merciful. Ah. I think the only thing I can think of is not the verse that refers to naked ones, but the thing about pictures is the only thing I can guess at. Yes. Androgynous. Hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite. Yes. There, it's called fornication. I've actually seen a discussion between a teacher and that in a public school setting, and the student didn't know what to say. He didn't expect that response. Well, in Spain, the Ministry of the Interior reported this week that the civil guard has arrested a 44-year-old imam who taught Arabic in a mosque in the capital for recruiting minors to join ISIS. He defended his violent vision of religion to the minors in the same terms as the, quote, main jihadist terrorist organizations. In his speeches, he praised the figure of the suicide bomber as a legitimate figure in the fight against Jews, Christians, and apostates. Those theories were presented in the classes, again, they're calling them theories, presented in the classrooms that the detainee taught to minors as an example of the conduct that should be followed by all Muslims. Oh, they didn't give it. They were protecting him. 44. December 8th in Switzerland was a distressing incident that occurred at a primary school. We're talking the lower end, right, K to 3, in Courtilla-Lade, Neuchâtel, Switzerland. Muslim migrant entered the school premises. The Muslim migrant, who was not armed, was heard shouting, Allahu Akbar. This action led to the implementation of an alarm that results in swift police intervention. Fortunately, no injuries were reported and this situation was controlled. The 25-year-old migrant was determined to have come from Algeria and had arrived by train just 3 days before and had made an asylum request. Well, the police discovered his history of violence across various European countries while using multiple identities throughout Europe. They didn't say, they alluded that it's probably more than you can count on both hands, the way this is written. Can I say rejoice? Yes. We have one last story out of Sweden. Le Figaro reported that on Monday, December 11th, a man was arrested in the 17th district of Paris shortly before 9 o'clock at night. Allegedly confronting a woman who was, this guy had a kitchen knife that was approximately 40 centimeters long. The man is said to have shouted Allah Akbar and inquired if the woman was Jewish. According to the woman's statement, remember he was caught. So according to the woman's statement, she believed that had she answered that she was Jewish, the man would have violently stabbed her. It's a long night. A second. 22 what? Yeah, I just got to blow things up and I'll put it up over there. I am not Allah Akbar. All right. It was 22:36, right? All right. All right. Christy, do you want to read? A second. All right. Almost there. Okay. Just share. Present, share. All right. So do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hand and Allah is with you and he will not leave you for your works. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where the mouse went. This is the joy of having, I gotta get a cat. All right, 3, and what was the chapter, what was the verse? Believers do not take the infidels for friends rather than the believers. And whoever does this, so he has nothing to do with Allah, except that you should guard yourselves from them cautiously. And Allah himself warns you, and to Allah is the final return. No. This is the break time. I removed them all. So if you had gone to the group, it was a Facebook group. I think he understands the concept of quickie. Oh my gosh. That's so short. Holy cow. And if you fear that you cannot deal fairly among the orphans, so have sex or marry what you're being kind, what appeals to you from the women? 2 and 3 and 4, right? 2 plus 3 is 5, 5 plus 4 is, oh, that's 9. So if you fear that you will not treat them equally, so one wife or have sex with what your right hand possesses, this is near that you may not have hardship. Well, it's definitely not Muhammad. So I would, the imaginary Isa, maybe. No. Yes. That's a good question. Ribs. Chris, do you want to read that one? Did 129 abrogate verse 3? Maybe Allah doesn't know what he said a few a little bit before. There we go. That's as big as I can. There we go. Switch the screen just a second. All right. Or they envy the people about what Allah has given them from his bounty. So indeed, we gave the family of Abraham the book and the wisdom, and we gave them a great kingdom. I didn't learn anything. Nine. Regardless, he's disgusting. Oh. I think one is too many. How do you handle 9? Oh, my gosh. I think that Muhammad and his little god need to go clean their mind. There. Okay. Here we go, 156. And because of their infidelity and their saying against Mary a great slander. I think you asked. Okay, I was going to say, you asked me for something different. Yeah, okay. And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him. But it was made to appear to them. And surely those who disagree about him are in doubt of him. They do not have any knowledge of him except following the conjecture, and they did not kill him for certain. You have to crucify, you put him on the cross, and that's what kills him. I think Allah is chronologically inept, and he can't put a story together. So that's, I think, the issue. There you go. Yeshua. Jesus. Jesus, yeah. To tell people he was the Messiah. To let them know he's God and worship him. Heal their Savior through the sacrifice. Imaginary. I mean, Isaiah 53 is very descriptive. Yeah, that's that also, yes. Verse 55. When Allah said, O Isa, surely I am causing you to die, and I am raising you up to me. Wait, didn't he do, he's, okay. And I'm raising you up to me and purifying you from those who became infidels and make those who follow you above those who became infidels until the resurrection day. Then to me is your return. Without Jesus raising from the dead, there's no reason to follow him. I did not tell them except what you had commanded me, that serve Allah my Lord and your Lord, and I was a witness among them as long as I was with them. So when you caused me to die, you were the watcher over them, and you are the witness of all things. Past. It's over with. That's what it says. And according to this, Allah caused it. You want this, Christy? Except the way of hell, they will abide in it forever and ever, and this was easy for Allah. 168? Except the way of hell, they will abide in it forever? Oh, okay. That's the verse you gave me. Except the way of hell, they will abide in it forever. And that was, okay, let me double check this. I could have sworn I was in three. Okay. Okay, we'll try this one more time. Thought I had it set up. Yeah. I'm just trying to find the mouse. Okay, three. Oh, actually, we're going to go to four and go back. Okay, and do not think that those who were killed for the sake of Allah dead, yet they are alive with their Lord, receiving their provision. They were killed. Oh, they're in hell. They're in hell. Yeah. Okay. And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. And they did not kill him. They did not crucify him, but it was made to appear to them. And surely those who disagree about him are in doubt. They do not have any knowledge of him except following conjecture, and they did not kill him for certain. Yet Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah was dear wise. Yes. Oh, well, that's not going to be too hard. Come on. Here we go. But the men of firm knowledge among them and the believers believe in what has been sent down to you and in what has been sent down before you. And the performer of the prayer and the bringer of the legal alms and the believer in Allah and the last day, those we will bring them a great wage. Oh, we were in three. No, I think that's four. Yeah. We just went down from, we just went down a few verses, didn't we? Swear I did this. Four. Yep. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. But the men of knowledge, from knowledge among them and the believers believe in what has been sent down to you and in what has been sent down before you, and the performer of the prayer and the bringer of the legal alms. You're giving me the wrong verse then. What's it? What's the topic? Because this is the next few verses down. I was just wondering. Oh, it's on the screen. I was just wondering if you see it. Okay. Surely we have revealed to you, this is about knowing the prophet. Okay. 163. Surely we have revealed to you as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him, and we've revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes of Esau and the Yub, and I think Eunice is John, or who's Eunice? I don't know. Okay. And Aaron and Jonah and Aaron and Solomon, and to David we gave Zebor. Wow. this guy has some serious chronological problems. Joseph, but not the other 10. No, I want to hear this one. Ooh. Been plucked raw. Oh, wow. Well, if you're listening to this and you think that Allah's Quran has some problems, maybe it's a choice for you to decide to leave Muhammad and Islam behind. Drop it behind, then make a choice for Christ. This is a chance. We're going to give you an opportunity here to look to the living God, the one who did come, the one who did sacrifice his life for you. But don't just take our word for it. We're going to play you a little video and you can make a choice. If you do make that choice, please let us know. Contact Straight Way of Grace Ministry. We want to celebrate with you. Here's the other thing. If you have a question still and you're listening, please put a Q in the text, in your text to us in the comment section, and I will save those and Usama will answer them after the video. All right. It's like actually, the answer is no. They're not allowed to ask them, though. We're out. You know the theme of it? Okay, I'll double check just a second. Hold on. I got it. Okay, I've got the picture. Israel or Palestine? You said 11 o'clock? Okay. All right, so I'll set up Israel or Palestine. Do we know where? Is this a live stream? What is it? Is this just your channel? Okay, so I will be at church. I'll set this one up, and they can join in and co-broadcast. So I'm going to set this up just to your channel for now. Is that okay? All right. I'll set it to mine. I'll put it to mine and to yours, and I can put it to the other ones. But you can't actually. No, you can't. No, you can't. There's a reason you can't, because you've already done that. We can name it part two, or we can name it Israel or Palestine two, but we can't get. Oh, okay. What's the name of the church? Take my face out of range. All right, so there's a problem you should know in YouTube where you're allowed to show the same thing two or three times. They don't let you do that. So, no, YouTube doesn't. They give you a strike usually for it. So that's why we come up with it. So I'm going to put I'll write their name on the card. So somebody can whoever wants to complain will say we're broadcasting at a different spot. Yeah. Okay, I got to get rid of that. Yeah, I don't get home till about I won't be home. Service isn't over till about noon for me. All right, let's see, get this up. Insert text box. Okay, we can put that right across there. Yeah, Church of the Nations. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Yay. All right. Well, no, we were hoping. Michigan Christian Assembly? I'm sorry. Oh. Leave that there for a second. Oh, go back up. Just a high, a little bit higher. A little higher. There you go. Hold on just a second. Just M-I-C-H-I-A-N-A. M-I. All right, hold on. M-I-C-H-I-A-N-A. What was the next word? And it Niles, Michigan. Okay, I'm just gonna leave. I don't want to put addresses of anything. I'll call that something else. That's not worth the hassle. All right, that's good enough. I can make it. Yeah, I'll set it up. I'll send it to you in a few minutes. All right, I just got to. Okay, I can do that. So I can do a part one and a part two. I don't think. Okay, that works. At least it'll be two separate links. You can't do it otherwise. All right. So I'm gonna. Yeah, I'll set this up. Well, I'll and P2, yeah. It'll be P1, P2. All right. Good night. Bye. Yeah. Okay. Get dashboard. All right. Okay. More work. I'm tired. No, it's on his channel. Where is it? I want to make us.
Thank you.